The Execution of Sherlock Holmes by Donald Thomas, narrated by John Telfer. 1. The Execution of Sherlock Holmes. A prologue by John H. Watson, M.D. Before setting out on my story, I must say something of the late Charles Augustus Milverton of Appledore Towers, Hampstead. Those of my readers who have read the story of that title may recall a little of what follows. Though dead for 3 years, the ghost of this scoundrel threatened greater harm to Sherlock Holmes than Professor Moriarty himself had done. Charles Augustus Milverton. My friend called him the worst man in London, more repulsive than 50 murderers with whom we had dealings. A reptile, said Holmes. A slithery, gliding, venomous creature with deadly eyes and an evil, flattened face. This king of blackmailers lived in luxury by bribing treacherous valets or the maidservants of men and women in a high position. The most virtuous soul need only be guilty of a trivial error of conduct, no more than a mere indiscretion. Once in Milverton's hands, a single thoughtless letter, or even a note of 2 lines, had been enough to ruin a noble family. Once or twice his fame as a poisoner of reputations reached the columns of the sporting magazines. I recall Sherlock Holmes pointing out to me a couplet in Turf Life in London. A viper bit Milverton. What was his plight? The viper, not Milverton, died of the bite. Such was our enemy. As Holmes remarked, that round, smiling face concealed a heart of marble. Milverton squeezed his victims little by little.